Peter Kolbenschlag is being sued for libel by Texas oil company SG Interest for an online comment that he submitted on a Glenwood Springs Post-Independent article in November of 2016. In the article, SGI is quoted as claiming collusion between the Obama administration and environmental activists, referring to the cancellation of their 18 leases in the Thompson Divide. Peter Kolbenschlag commented that SGI was actually fined for colluding with Gunnison Energy Corporation to rig bid prices and rip off American taxpayers. In 2012, SGI paid a legal settlement of $275,000 to the United States Department of Justice after the company had agreed with Gunnison Energy Corporation in 2005 to not compete for leases in a BLM sale. SGI claims that Pete committed libel by knowingly spreading harmful misinformation for calling this settlement a fine.
I have been an activist all my adult life, and I've worked on a number of issues from peace and disarmament issues back in the mid-80s, including a lot of progressive organizing work in Utah in the 90s, and then in Colorado since 97 on environmental issues. In Colorado, I've focused a lot on public lands, Bureau of Land Management lands, oil and gas development, and lately on climate change and food security issues.
And so you're in a lawsuit right now.
Correct.
You're being sued by SG Interest.
Yes.
Which is a big oil and gas company.
They're a Texas-based company. They're one of the primary operators interested in drilling in the Thompson Divide over here, and one of the primary operators interested in drilling in the Muddy Creek and Clear Fork area over on my side of the hill, over on the other side of McClure Pass. So they're really a small privately held company. They're owned by a small handful of Texas oilmen, a couple billionaires, and they're suing me alleging defamation.
And your thoughts on the lawsuit?
Well, the lawsuit is frivolous and without merit. I'm sure that we'll be able to show that at the point when it comes before the judge, when the judge makes a decision, either now as he considers our motion to dismiss, or later if it goes further. The charge against me is without merit. It's frivolous. It's a waste of the people's time, because that's who funds our courts in Delta County, which have full dockets. And it's a waste of my time.
Why do you think you're being targeted?
I don't know precisely why I'm being targeted, because the comment was that they're alleging defamation over was a Facebook comment on an article in the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent that I commented on. I believe I'm being targeted in what's called a SLAP action, a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And I believe its intent is to not only intimidate and harass me individually because I upset a powerful, wealthy person with an internet comment. I believe it's actually to intimidate our community, because we're not excited, almost down to the last person, not quite, but almost, about SG Interest's plans for the North Fork Valley.
And what are those plans?
They control a lot of oil and gas leases on public and private lands, and they have, along with another oil and gas company in the area, own a large pipeline, and they hope to develop a lot of natural gas in the upper North Fork.
Upstream from where a lot of organic farmers make
their living. It's the headwaters in the North Fork. It's what's called muddy country. It's the headwaters up on the back flanks of the Grand Mesa that drain into Muddy Creek, East and West Muddy Creek, and then eventually into the Paonia Reservoir, and then down into all our farm lands.
Has that development already begun?
Yes, there's some activity up there right now. There's a couple rigs operating up there right now. We read a lot about the tens of millions of dollars that the oil and gas industry is spending in Colorado right now for opposition research, for slick public relations campaign, to pad politicians' campaign coffers, to the tunes of literally tens of millions of dollars in a state with less than 6 million people. I would like to know what they're doing about activists. Do they have a list of activists that they are monitoring online? Is there a concerted industry effort to harass individuals that in particular are helping communities stand up. I don't know if that's the case, but I think it's interesting that we read about all this money being spent on things like opposition research, on public relations campaigns, and a company picked this one internet comment to come after because an activist posted it when newspapers and legal blogs at the same time reported the very same thing I put in my comment. And those legal blogs and those newspapers are still online, and they were never asked to take, as far as we can tell, to take that information down. Why did they sue a single activist in an area where they are getting blowback and not these larger communication companies that actually have a much larger audience than a Facebook comment on a small town newspaper?
Well, thank you so much, Pete, and stay in touch.
Cool. Thanks, Riley.
Pete Kolbenschlag has submitted a motion to dismiss the case. The judge has yet to make a final decision. For KDNK, I'm Raleigh Burley.